Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Aren't you glad we're in this together? Praise God, we really need each other in these end days, the times in which we're living. Thank you for joining me. And for those of you who listened to yesterday's broadcast, I am beginning a message today entitled Visions from Eternity. And the introduction or foundation I was laying yesterday, I'll just make brief reference to, is that in the midst of all the chaos, the busyness, the craziness of the world in which we're living, and sometimes our own lives can feel that way, just out of control. You've just, you know, lost control of everything that's going on. And many are suffering in many ways, not just through physical affliction, but also emotionally, mentally. Fear and anxiety are gripping many. And in fact, let me just stop right now. If anyone is fighting that spirit of fear, your heart is been really troubled, and you're anxious, and you're wondering if God's going to come through. You don't know how you're going to get through what you're going through. So Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I rebuke the spirit of fear. Well, Lord, we're using the word of God. We're using the sword of the Spirit. Lord, you said that shield of faith. Lord, let those who are struggling with fear right now, let them lift that beautiful shield, the shield of faith that you have given to every child of God. Lord, you will not suffer our feet to be moved. And so, Father, I pray as they would lift in obedience that shield of faith. And Lord, we stand upon your word. We use and utilize the sword of the Spirit. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. He who fears is not made perfect in love. And so, Father, I thank you right now. Those demonic spirits, Satan, you are rebuked and bound in the name of Jesus. Go back from where you came, not again to oppress the beloved of the Lord. Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Yes, we live in times of uncertainty. And to experience fear, no, that's not a sin. Jesus dealt with fear. He was tested in all points as we were, but he did not give in to it. Many things come against us, all kinds of things, lusts of the flesh, torments of the mind, all kinds of negative thoughts from without and within. But it's what we do with them. Once we recognize what's going on, we say, no, God's word says. And that is what we need to do in all the circumstances of our lives. However, we're in times right now that are very critical, and it's important more than ever that we understand not only the times in which we're living, which is important, but that we not get so caught up in all the things that are going on in terms of the natural, or even in terms of what prophetic voices are saying, what the lightness of the hour, all these things. Not that we should not listen, but what I'm talking about is having a balance. Where are you today? Where are you in your relationship with the Lord? Of course, you love him. You will not ever turn your back on him, I trust. I've known some folks who've gone through such serious battles that at least for a time they appeared to do that. But God loves us, and he keeps drawing the backslider back. And so The important thing is, where are you in your walk with the Lord? You might be in a time of chastening right now. And you can say, not me, Sister Glass. I'm blessed. I'm prospered. I'm standing on the word of God. Well, and I'm confessing that which God says is my right to have. Well, praise God. That's wonderful. But a time will come, beloved, when you will experience the chastening of the Lord. That's the word. Because if you don't, you're no son of God or daughter of God. And so, beloved, we do go through difficult times. All we have to do, if you read the word, goodness sakes, some of the most anointed, powerful men and women of God, mostly, of course, men are described, but there were powerful women of God that were not written about. We have Deborah, okay? We have, that's just an example. And Mary, the human mother of Jesus, imagine what the sorrows of her life were like, because she meditated and pondered all those things in her heart, the things that had been heard. And so, beloved, I want to encourage you, and we'll do this through the Word of God, that you will begin to have a greater sensitivity, understanding, and knowledge of where you're at right now, whether you may be in the midst of a physical affliction. You might be in the midst of a real spiritual battle. You might be in emotional turmoil, but it's important for you to understand what God is doing. And that's the purpose of this, because so often we get so focused by everything that's going on around us, we don't pay attention to where we're at internally. And we need to walk very close with the Lord in the times we're living and understand what He's doing personally in our lives, because we're part of the body of Christ. And you being able to understand and fulfill what God has for your life, I don't care if you're 85 years old, God has a plan. Your prayers are important. Your conversation is important. What you do or don't do is important. We all have a part to play. And God does not measure things by the greatness of our feats and accomplishments. You may not be a Billy Graham. You may not minister to thousands of people. Very few have that opportunity, beloved, but it's what you have done in your life. Each one of you are going to stand before the Lord. Even if you're not saved right now, there's a time, it's appointed unto man once to die, and we will all stand before the Lord and give an account for what we've done in this physical body. And so, my heart, I've just felt the yearning and the burden of the Lord that God wants to stir you up, get you on track, get you focused back to what He wants right now for your life. And to do that, we're going to talk about something all of us can relate to, and some, even hearing the word, it might be painful, and that is your dreams, your hopes, your desires. Now, let's look at the world around us. Obviously, that is what motivates every living human being, whether a child or whether up in years. There are certain basics of life that are essential on a physical level as well as an emotional level. And much of the carnal person's, the natural man's, I should say, rather, person's, what they desire is for the basics of life to be satisfied and to have some sort of personal satisfaction, to pursue happiness and fulfillment in their own lives. But beloved, as a child of God, as a son of God, it's more for you than that. God has a purpose for your life that is unique and specific to you. And when you walk in that, there is great personal satisfaction. And so this, you know, and let me just qualify, it is very possible that, and is fact true, that depending on the seasons in your life, depending simply on your age, what is valid and important as a young person, as a mature person, as an elderly person, that changes throughout your life, and God is the one that orchestrates that. So regardless of whatever season, I don't care if you're 13 years old or you're 89, God has a plan. And so my question to you today is, what dream, what hope, what desire, what blessing are you pursuing? What dream dominates you? And if for those that involve a very active outreach, let me say, what would you attempt to do if you knew it was impossible to fail. Beloved, even if those dreams and hopes and desires just involve you, that you would not be subject to, you know, a spirit of anger, that you would be able to be more patient, that you would be more gentle and loving and compassionate. Those are all dreams and hopes and desires. It's not just on an accomplishment level, beloved. But those pictures, those photographs, those things God has placed within your heart, that vision, if you will, that of who you are in God, of the person God made you to be, those images within your spirit, those invisible ideas will give birth to not only the fulfillment of divine purpose and vision, but visible blessings and miracles in your life. You know, the word says, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Well, that's not only the things that would bless you and make you happy, but as you really delight yourself in God, you begin to identify more and more with who he is, the beauty of his person, the wonders of his nature, and he'll give you those godly desires that, not just in relating to his purposes, are going to make you the most fulfilled and satisfied and happiest person that could ever be. He wants you to be happy. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, not just financially or materially, but in all ways. He wants your soul to be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. So if I have, through the help of the Holy Spirit, intrigued you in any way, I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we get into how we can make those dreams a reality, those things that are deep within you that perhaps you've not shared with anyone else. That's all right. God knows. God gave them to you. And if you're in the process, you might say, well, I don't even know what they are. Well, God, as you wait, as you just calm down and slow down and wait before him, he'll let you know. He will. He's done that in my life, and he's no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. Anyway, beloved, my time is drawn to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. So I invite you tomorrow to tune in and learn. Let's learn together how we can make our dreams a reality. And if you need prayer, I do invite you, beloved, there's a power in agreeing prayer. Yes, you can pray by yourself. There's times I've gone through some hard times I've prayed, but when I've actually asked someone to agree with me, there's power and there's change. And so I don't just say that to fill up time. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,